Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Nun Tes, and we're learning Simen Zayin. So in Simen Zayin and Simen Ches, Chayodim does a crossover into a different topic. And it's worthwhile to try and discuss the relationship between these two topics. So you've been discussing right now with a concept called Shini Maka. There's another concept in Halacha which is called Hesach Hadas. That the person removes his thought process from focusing on the meal, which means either because he gets involved in something else, that's one type of Hesach Hadas, or he is indicated that he's interested in ending the meal. He was Mesir Das from eating. He's removed his thought process from eating. It means he's decided to end his eating session. So then a person changes his mind and says, I'll have some more. So in many cases, he requires an ubracha because the decision to end the eating session ends the eating session. The same way we said when you move somewhere else, you end your eating session because the eating session is tied to where you eat, to the place. The eating session is also tied to your intent. I sit down, I plan to eat, so this is one eating session. I decide that I'm done. So we will see some more details about this as we go along. We had some more details about this before, but at the end of the meal, if we say, it's time to bench, is that considered a hesach hadas? Have you truly taken your interest away from eating? The person says, I'm on a diet, I'm not eating anymore. He walks away from the table. Then they say, but we have your favorite brownies. He says, oh, okay, I can skip the diet for today. But he walked away from the table already. He was serious about it. Many times he says, I can't eat anymore, and the person's not serious about it. But clearly he was serious about it. So true Hesach Hadas ends the meal. Many times the reason why a person is Mishana Malkum is because it comes with the Hesach Hadas. He's not interested in eating anymore. So that's the first point that Chayyim points out. He points out that in Simen Zayin. Kol zeh she'amarnu dein tzarech l'vorach. All that we are saying, these scenarios, we doesn't need a new bracha. He could still see the first place. It's in the same room, etc. Davka she'hoyse kamanos lechol. It's only because he's planning to continue eating. Avim yotza almanash lo lechol v'lishtos. He left because he planned to no longer eat or drink. Vade the tzarech l'vorach. Obviously, he needs a new bracha. Sharei afilo lo yotza klal. Even if he didn't leave, tzarech l'vorach sharei nimlach. He needs to make a new bracha because the new bracha is clearly a change of mind. He had decided no longer to eat or drink. That's the end of the session. The session is over. And now he decides, he changes his mind, he says, I'll have some more. So that's not the same session anymore. It's a new session of achila, and it requires a new bracha. Now, the Chayyim deals with the following scenario. Nearly. So sometimes a person ends the meal because they're finished. Some of the person ends the meal because they have to go somewhere. They promised someone to be somewhere at a certain time and they got to go. They really would love to continue to eat more, but they have to go. So what about a situation where the person thought he had to go somewhere and therefore he stopped eating, believing that he got a message he doesn't have to go. So oh great, I'll eat some more. So what's the luck in that case? So. Nearly the Mahayasovar Simenches, Shadnitzrach Lotzes. He thought he needed to go somewhere. Umachmazan, due to that fact, Gomer Medaita Shalalechel Od. He decided conclusively, he can't eat anymore, he has to go. Vomer Loish Ain't Sarch Lotzes. Then he was informed he doesn't need to go. So Philo Loy Birach Brachachachrona, even though he did not say Brachachrona, nearly the tzarech lachzer levarach. He has to make a new bracha rishon if he wants to continue to eat. So what's the chiddush in this case? It's a case, like we said, he was mesiach das. But here he was mesiach das due to a mistaken notion. He believed that he had to leave, and therefore that's why he ended. If it would not have been true, he had no interest in ending. He really wanted to continue to eat. Al-Vagavlo, hisiach daita miritzonu, dehor ritzonu hoyer sheichol. He really wanted to eat some more. It was sort of imposed upon him due to this fact that he had to go somewhere. That imposed upon him, it forced him to end. But it means, the person himself would love to continue to eat. The only reason why he ended it was because of the mistake that he believed, mistakenly, that he had to leave. Even so, this is called Hesach Hadas, and it requires a new bracha. Whatever the reason, what motivated him to do that, but at the end of the day, he decided, he was clearly came to a decision not to eat it anymore. So the decision was decisive. And that's the end of the story. Now, then he says, a new point, which we'll leave for the following shir, that what about a bracha achrona? Does a bracha achrona act as the end of a food session, eating session? And that's a very important point, which you need to clarify. Meanwhile, have a good day.